second tested it as someone was under the influence of alcohol crashing the bus stop. Your client was injured there. Was at the bus stop waiting for the bus, and the person was again under the influence. Did you file claims against the bus company and the people that constructed the bus stop in Clark County? And maybe explain your theories against these various defendants as part of our analysis on the reports of the motion to dismiss.
Under the discretionary act.
magic on quick as an interest of time. Let me put this in the case for this to be of interest in students. We have editorial issues, you've got for the duty, we have graph analysis and all that, this are our exam question. We also have a lot of civil procedure issues. And if there's a motion to dismiss Article 12B, certifiability claims is an issue where we write an expert affidavit and all like that. Maybe we could focus on some of the issues on the civil procedure part. This is a crossover of our exam question like that. How would you, what do you think the standard is and what did you comply with the standard?
Thank you.
council's right to brief this issue and not do it till there is an end to the suit.
Is a kind of law requiring the court to the courthouse when they didn't need the expert opinion. was a proper requirement based upon the pleadings as filed by the plaintiff. The court used the plaintiff's own words. So basically, by the plaintiff choosing the words that he picked, it's not reasonable. It necessarily invoked the statute according to Judge Hall.
Government entities can waive that immunity, but
they also can issue us laws or any cap on the amount of damages they could be liable for if there was a violation of the rainbow shot ceremony. So you've heard of that. So the question is, in this case here, since Clark County is a political subdivision of the state of Nevada, there's a waiver, but there's a cap in effect as well. What is it that they would be immune for? Why isn't that an issue for the judge or the jury to decide?
Well, period. When we talk to people, it's Clark County. We don't get a commission. Whatever the government is, they would consider it Clark County under the Constitution. Paragraph 21 waives that immunity and allows citizens to sue the government with certain express exceptions. Exceptions or express for discretion and acts, 032, 4133, which is the one that's the in which you inspect any building, structure, vehicle, street, public highway, public works, facility, or in order to discover such a hazard. And this will be re-argumented as important because that's exactly what we're talking about here. In 4133, in the Narcosi's case, says that 133 automatically immunizes government entities from conscious liability unless they have to get express knowledge of a specific hazard. Express knowledge of a specific hazard. And that goes hand in hand in the Maryland case. It talks about the government, like any citizen, has the right to expect other citizens to act appropriately. Their duty does not go as far as protecting citizens from their own acts of harm.
Because the obvious health and safety
The issue was, by their own words, triggered by accepted professional standards. There was a professional standard, a scientific standard. This meeting going was improper. No dispute in the industry that this began with was improper. There's no professional standard as to say where it was stopped, how far back, where it should be done. She said there's no.
filed anything at all. And I'm going to insist that you all get us its entirety. My comments will be in the contract.
Before that, before you achieve 20 years old,
long-serving current member of the Supreme Court, is my 15th year as a Supreme Court Justice. Mark Dennis, I served with Justice Douglas at the District Court. I was at the District Court here at Dropper Beach for 6 years, and I was the Chief Judge of the Park County District Court for my last year and a half there. And I went to Supreme Court in 2003, and Justice Dennis is a tiny kind of his close money, also explaining his background to me.
So, integrity is everything. You don't have idea about the emotional
have statute that's constitutional in our own case precedent, but we look very closely at what other jurisdictions have done. Lawyers are by nature imitative. There's very little that's original, and so it's helpful if you're presenting a case to our court or a state district court, and you look to other jurisdictions. There is no one particular jurisdiction that's automatically open. We find that one, we can fly with it. I will say, having practiced in Nevada for many, many years, our rules of civil procedure and our evidence statutes are cognates, close cognates to the federal rules of evidence and federal rules of procedure. So we will look to, obviously, the United States Supreme Court authority in interpreting those. Pretty much we follow that. Beyond that, we will look for federal precedent to provide judicial gloss upon those important building blocks of foundation of Nevada. But after that, it's the case persuasive to us on the merits. I will say that, like any other court, we don't go off the reservation lightly, so in all of the cases in the country that have considered a particular issue have ruled one way and they've explained it on different bases, we will look at that and have to be pretty strongly persuaded to go off and march to our own model when everybody everywhere else has had a different distance human nature. But we're very mindful of that, of what is mandatory precedent and what is really persuasive. Does that answer your question?
There's a word for pressure students called restatement. We have to look at that as something that it's written right now to the court later to endorse contracts that they have issued treatises that they look at.
I disagree with everything. I agree with my disagreement. This is kind of a precedent we have for Nevada precedent. The others is just persuasive. Maybe we can rely on it or not, but we do look at other California entities and we don't have any law on the issue in Nevada.
And very quickly, bring this to a conclusion. The case is not in the We will go back sometime today and we will caucus on this if we was. Talk about the case, talk about what we've heard, whether or not we need to go back and check the record, review areas of law, and then when we try to write an opinion on this. And once you write it, then the question is, what you normally make it come down, and then when you try to write it, does it write? And we'll go through that. So we're waiting 30 to 45 days from the day of the decision. Thank you.